You know, I can't sleep the same. My eating is different. I sleep whenever I can. I can't focus. I can't stop thinking about it when I'm not on it.
This is Sarah Bloom.
Jake Hyman.
And Caitlin Bullock-Boss, WRPR News.
Everyone knows someone with an addiction. According to the U.S. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, one of every eight Americans has a significant problem with alcohol or drugs.
The nationwide prevalence of both prescription and non-prescription drugs is a reality within our society that is undeniably real and unfortunately thriving.
But for those who suffer from addiction are suffering from a disease. With the alarming commonality of addiction, how can we actually define the substance dependence? Let's look at four different perspectives.
The American Society of Addiction Medicine defines addiction in short as a chronic disease of brain reward, motivation, memory, and related circuitry. Dr. Nancy Bloom works with addicts every day and has become familiar with substance abuse and addiction.
She has a doctorate in clinical psychology and a specialty in the field of addictions.
How would you define addiction as an expert in the field?
I would say that addiction is about continuing to do something even though it is causing problems or negative consequences in one's life, to help them deal with sadness or anxiety or fears, for example.
For those who personally deal with addiction, every day can be a struggle.
Mike is one of the many young adults trying to overcome an addiction.
I was prescribed Adderall by my psychiatrist at the time, and it was really to help me focus and just be more alert and things like that, but eventually I got to enjoy it and had an addictive personality as it was, smoking cigarettes, so just kind of got carried away. That's how I started.
Addiction isn't limited to the individuals who struggle with the disease. Family members and loved ones of the individual may define addiction differently.
It's a disease, and it is. It's once you get hooked, it's psychological and physical. I know alcohol is. So it's a disease, and you need to go to, you know, you're always being an alcoholic, but you can stop drinking.
However one defines addiction, coping with the disease can be a struggle every day. According to the American Society of Addiction Medicine, without treatment or engagement in recovery activities, addiction is progressive and can result in disability or premature death.
We use some cognitive behavioral strategies, understanding the relationship between thoughts, behaviors, and feelings, and learning to identify distorted thinking patterns and how to change those patterns.
One large and notable difference can be observed when comparing our modern society's drug usage against that of former generations, and that difference revolves around the abuse of medications that were originally prescribed by doctors. According to a survey from the National Institute on Drug Abuse, in 2010, approximately 16 million Americans reported using a prescription drug for non-medical reasons during the prior year.
These numbers have only increased over time. Drugs ranging from painkillers to sedatives to tranquilizers to stimulants are being prescribed at an outstanding rate, and the result of that high supply and demand process are surfacing accordingly.
After I was done with my prescription, I started buying it off people, and you know, if I'd get drunk on the weekend or something, I'd want to just take a bunch of pills, and just got really old.
An individual who is exposed to addiction can find it difficult to remain sober and clean when under pressure, stress, or depression. Even if they can find sobriety, they can also find themselves in cycles of relapse.
Addiction is not a choice.
It is a progressive disease.
An addict can help themselves,
but only after they can admit that they have a problem.
Although rehabilitation centers and treatment programs are helpful, they are often costly.
How limiting is the cost or availability of treatment programs?
Very limiting. Treatment is quite expensive.
The cost of rehab and treatment can deter addicts, which can aid in the progressiveness of the disease.
The insurance companies are terrible when it comes to addiction. Someone goes into rehab and they only pay for 2, 3, 4 days the first time they get there. They feel it's not necessary and that's what they'll pay. Instead of them paying for 30 days that you're entitled to on your insurance plan, all in one shot, where maybe 30 days will cure them or help them with their addiction. But no, they only pay for 2, 3 days, the person gets out, boom, fall right back off the wagon again.
After I was done with my prescription, I started buying it off people, and you know, if I'd get drunk on the weekend or something, I'd want to just take a bunch of pills, and just got really old.
If you think you or someone you know has an addiction, be proactive. Talk to your doctor or seek other resources, including National Drug and Alcoholic Treatment Referral Routing Service, 1-800-662-HELP, or the services that are offered through Arapahoe College's Counseling Center.